Learning Masech, the Steinist, Afidal, and Men Aleph. Sugya is the middle, the Amidah starts in the middle of the Sugya. What exactly, when exactly you say Anenu? Do you make it a separate bracha between Goel and Raife? Or do you say it in Shemaya Tvila? Have you the hell, even a Yachid, who's Makam of Tainis, says it in Goel and Raife? Now Yitzchak asks that the Yachid's not Kaveh Bracha La'atzmai. Smurik got into a discussion. The Gemara's maskana was that the Yachid says it by Shemaya Tvila. Shliach Tziba says it by Goel Reife. The Yachid says it by Shemaya Tvila. Now, middle of the Gemara asks the Kasha from Ebraisa, Meish Ve'ein Ben Yachid L'Tzibur, El Shezem Espal Shemayne Esrei, V'zem Espal Tesha Esrei. The only difference between the Yachid and the Tzibur is the Yachid's Espal Shemayne Esrei, and the Tzibur's Espal 19. And the Gemara asks the Kasha, if you can say Yachid means a Yachid, Mamish, and a Tzibur means a Shliach Tzibur, so a Shliach Tzibur doesn't do 19. A Shliach Tzibur does 24 because we add 6 brachas for the Tainus. Elamai, it means that a Yachid that's Mekabal Tainus Yachid, he davens 18, but a Yachid that's Mekabal Tainus Tzibur davens 19. Vaisis Yachid is Kivei Brachal Atzmael Kapanum when he's Mekabal Tainus Tzibur. So the Gemara says, no, really it means Taka Kapshutai, Ein Ben Yachid the Tzibur. But the Tzibah doesn't always do 24 brachas. The Tzibah only does 24 brachas, the Marta Shaila, whether it's by the Amtsayis or by the Achreinais. Halachal Lamais and the Rambam Paskins, that it's only by the Achreinais. Now it's interesting, we'll get to this a little bit more further on in the Masechta, but there's a Machaikas Rishayim already here, which Tfilas do we say the Chavdal brachas? The 6 brachas are added in which Tfilah? The Ran brings Rebbeinu Chananel. Early on Nafi Gimel and Aleph, it says, the Seder Ayayim, that the first half of the day, the Ma'inim B'mili the Masa, and the second half of the day, the first quarter of the second half, they do the Kriya Satayra Naftayra, and the second quarter, they're B'ina Rachmi, they're Mespal. So Rabbeinu Chananel writes, it's in the Gilead, Shema Minav, the Tfilas Tainis B'achas Yayim, who B'rivias Ha'achrein. Now when do we do the Tfilas Tainis? At the end of the day, in the last quarter of the day. So the Ran explains what he means is that these 24 brachas is only said by Tfilas Ne'ilah. You will see in Daf Chavavim and Aleph that they said Ne'ilah in Tainus Tzibur, like on Yom Kippur. So only in that Tfilas Ne'ilah, the last Tfilah of the day, is when we do the 24 brachas. And the Ran says it's not Mukhrich, because when the Gemara says Bin and Rachmi, it doesn't necessarily discussing a Shemayna Esrei. The Gemara could still be discussing tremendous Tfilas that they would say. Or Stami could say, there were 2 tefillahs, mincha with ni'ilah, so we call that bina rachmi. But it's possible that they did 24 brachas by shachris as well. Just the Ran brings the Baal Amar and Masech this brachas, then he teaches the Yerushalmi that the 24 brachas was a separate tefillah. He says it's like musaf. Shalmi brings, he says, Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Acha came to a tainus, and they saw they were saying krishma before the tefillah, after Gimel Shoy. So Rabbi Yossi wanted to protest. So Rabbi told them, no, they already said the Krishma Bizman. And now they're saying Krishma again, Kadei Lamed B'Tfilah Mitech Divrei Torah. So the Baal Amar understood from them that they had the davening the regular Shachris, but they came later in the day, after 3 hours, after Zman Krishma, to have another additional Tfilah of Atainus. But the Ran, and also the Chedusha Rabbaniya, says, no, that's not what they did. They just daven shachris. They didn't have an extra tefillah. They're being raised in the Gemara. They didn't have an extra tefillah besides for ne'ilah. But they didn't have like a musaf type of a tefillah. Now the pshat is what they did was like this. Everyone daven shachris early in their house or in small shuls, but the entire town was miskabit together in the rechayiv and they waited for them. So they did the chazaras hashatz of the tainus much later. So everyone made sure to daven early and say krishma bayinasa. But then when they gathered together to do the Chazaras Hashatz of Shachris, then they said, Krishma Gdelam B'Tfilah Mitech Devei Torah. So Al-Kavanim is really 3 Shittas Rishayim when they did the Chavdal Brachas. Like we said, Rebbeinu Chananel is by Ne'ilah, the Baal Amar is a separate Tfilah of Masif, but Rav Rishayim, the Rambam Milchus Tainus Per Gimel Lach Zayin, and the Ran, and the Ramban, and the Ridvam, they say that they did the 6 Brachas by all the Tfilahs, by Shachris and Mincha, and by the Rambam doesn't say this clearly, but the Rambam says by Ne'ilah as well. And that's what it says in Shulchan Aruch, Simon Tavkuf Ayin Hei Sivdal, the same as the Rambam, that by all the tefillahs in the Yom HaTainus, they did Chavdal and Brachas. And the Gaon says, in the Bir Agra, that our sugi is Mavura that way. If they only said it by one tefillah, So what was the Gemara's kasha on the Braisa? Where's the 19 brachas? It's 24 brachas. And we have to be matchik, it was the three fastest, the first three, the second three. Even when they did 24, it was one tefillah to 24, by Ne'ilo, by Musaf, fingering to Rachel, the Baal Amar, and there was one special tefillah's tightness of the 24, when the Rachel of Ne'ilo, or the Baal Amar, they say you did a separate tefillah like Musaf. So what was the Gemara's kasha? The 19 brachas was in the regular tefillah of Shachar and Mincha. Elamai, it must be that all the tefillahs of the tainus were with 24 brachas. Kerenari also discusses it. He asks his kasha in the Rach and the Balamar. Now the Gemara here, Daf Yedalin, then discusses Uber Semenikais. Gemara brings three brachas, whether Uber Semenikais fast and the first one's not the last ones, or the last one's not the first ones, or neither. And the Gemara, according to Rashi, says that they fast the middle ones. So everything's maturits. Why? Because if you say the first one's not the last ones, you mean of the last two sequences, the three and the seven, they fast the first one, which is the middle ones, and not the last ones. If you say they fast the last ones, not the first ones, it means of the two, three taniyos, the first and the middle, they fast the last ones, meaning the middle ones, but not the first ones. And if you say they don't fast the first or the last, it means but just the middle. So Mela, by saying that they fast just the middle, that will answer all the braces. And Rabbi Shainim say this, Rashi, Taisus, the Rith and the Rosh say they fast just the middle ones, and the Rebbeinu Chananel. Now why don't they fast the first ones? So Rashi says, Lo'takiv Rugzei Kulai, meaning it's not such a bad Zera yet. That serious Kishamim isn't at critical proportion yet. So Mela, we don't have to have the fast with Uber Semenikas. But Taisus says Eloshin, because they're Kalis. And the Ran says, that Kili, because Eichlem V'Sheisim Mechashecha. Which the Chayim means like this. The Ridva brings both days grounded. Ridva says, Shalagiyei Sar, Kol Kachvim Tainis Kalis. But the Taisus in the Ran is the Pshad that just like there's a din, the first ones you could eat V'Sheisim Mechashecha. It's only a 12-hour fast. You could eat the entire night. And also, they don't have the five benuim, they don't have the nisim malacha. But then, so yes, they already are v'sheisim and yayim. It's a 24-hour fast, and you have the benuim. So Ubis and Menikas goes together with that. The official Tainus Tzibur, the Yom Kippur Tisha B'Av style Tainus Tzibur, with the 24-hour fast with the five benuim, that includes Ubis and Menikas fasting. Now, Shein Kain, the smaller, lower-grade Tainus Tzibur, the 12-hour without Inuyim Tainasi, but that doesn't include Uber Semenikos. That will be Pshat. So if that's talk of the Pshat, so then we can understand that we find, right, we fast, the regular fast is that we fast. Shiva Sabatamas, Tisha B'Av Sem Gedalia, and Asara B'Davis, and Tanis Esther. So on Tisha B'Av, there's a Chilk in Tisha B'Av and the other Taniyas. By Tisha B'Av, there's a Gemara. Simsachim nafnadal and amanal, urbis and menigas masanis beim mishlimis kaderek shemasanis and mishlimis beim kippur. So Gemara Msachim, it's a Rambam, lochasinis perekhe alachayun, it's a Turish, lochanarach simon tafkuf nadal sevdalin, that by Tisha B'Av there's alacha, urbis and menigas have to fast as well. By the other taniyas, the Rishainim say, the Vesayas brings from the Magad Mishnah and the Chuvas and Rajma, that the other taniyas, the urbis and menigas do not fast. And that's really the psaka of the Ramah Simon Tavkuf Nun Sif Aleph. Now the Ramah writes, that's only if they're very mitzaris harbe his lashon is. Without that, even though not mechuyif to fast mikra and din, there's a minik to fast. But al kopanim, pregnant women and nursing mothers do not have to fast on the other three taniyas. Ramah says if they're mitzaris harbe, but they do have to fast on Tisha B'Av. Where's the makar to that? The makar they have to fast on Tisha B'Av is the Gemara Sachem Nandar. But where's the makar they don't have to fast on the other three? So the Gayim brings Awasugya. Awasugya says that they fasten them Tzoyis because it's a Tainus Tzibur, but they don't fasten the Rishonius because it's not the full grade Tainus Tzibur. You don't have the 24-hour fast with the five Yinuyim. So that's the same thing. Sheva Sabatamas, same Gedalia, Asar Batavis is not the 24-hour fast with the five Yinuyim. And Mimela, or Misimnik, it's not Bechal. The Gayim says that's Pshat in the Sugya, and that's like Taisus in the Ran, that the chiluk isn't how bad the Atzeres Kishamim is, or maybe that's good for the chiluk whether you make the Tainus Tzibur or not, but the chiluk is in the Echus of the Tainus Tzibur that Urbis and Menikas go together with Eichel V'Sheisim B'Beit Yayim and Asurin the Sicha Rechitz and Nils Asandol Tashemita. Urbis and Menikas and Asuris Mesanis go together with that. If you're Eichel V'Sheisim Mechashecha, and Yimitarin Berechitza Sicha Nilsa Sandal Tashemita Suudin Uber Sevenikas don't have to fast. So that's in regard to the first three. What about in regard to the last seven where they don't have to fast? Why don't they have to fast? So the Rishonim say, Rashi says, because since there are seven fasts, they can't fast so many fasts. That's what the Ritva says, because they're weak, so they can't fast too many fasts. As they state in the Ran, Rishonim saying, what's the vart they don't fast for seven fasts? It's too many. So Frank the Magen Avram, Simen Tafkaf Ayin Hey, Sifkat and Hey, so why don't they at least fast three fasts? Why don't they fast as much as they could? So he says to his side, when you have a series of fasts, and someone can't do all of them, he doesn't do any. He claims, so let's say stop, you have a person that's weak, he's sick, he won't be able to do all the fasts, it's not possible. Should he do as many as he could? He claims, you see, from Umbis and Menikas, it doesn't work that way. If he can fast all the fasts, you don't have to fast any of the fasts. The Aruch HaShulchan, he says, and the reason why they don't fast is because once they fast three fasts themselves, that's all they could do. Three is the maximum. The Shainim are a mashmana way. Rashi says, Alash, in the seven fasts, they can't do seven fasts. That sounds like the Magen Avraham. They could do part of the seven fasts, they just can't do all seven. So the Chai, you have to say like the Yisrael of the Magen Avraham. Meni Anison says in Shasant Pshat, he says that the Shiva Achrayna, since you bring the Teva Rechai the ear, you make much more of a process, so the Shivrin leaves, so that the Uber Sibnigis won't be able to take, together with the Tainis. Then says, you don't have such a public display of mourning and intensity, so the Ubris of Nikas will be able to take it. Rashenk and the Shiva Achrenis. Shasan Tipshat. The Rambam ground up Paskins that Fakir, the only Masan of the Shiva Achrenis. Not the Gimel and Tzayis. The Rambam's Girsa is, the Rishayna Mamazbir, the Rambam's Girsa is, when it says, Nekai Mitzias to Beyond, it means it's the middle Brysa. And the middle Brysa says, Masanis Machrenis, Voli Birshainis. And obviously he wasn't curious in Matarits and Kulum. Why dafka the Zayin Achrenis? Because then already things get more intense. Then Ubers and Menikas you want to fatter them, but when the Tzorah gets so intense, you have to be bring the Chayvish, you have to bring the table of Chayvish, you may see for all of you, Nelma Sechanias. So that's when you include the Ubers and Menikas into the fast. Now the Gemara says, Ma Elu Mesifan al Rishainis, because Behem Masriin. The Gemara says, Behem Masriin, how are we Masriin? Rav Yehuda says, Beshefer. So you go Shefer. If you debate the Rishu Meshilas, Meshay Drav says, Ba'anenu. What does it mean, Anenu? Anenu means you scream Anenu. The Anenu will care of Ramavain, Anenu Avinu, Anenu. The way we say it at the end of Slichas, an old period of Anenu, they screamed it, and that's what's Masriyan. So the Gemara put a Brisa to that, it means B'Shefers. So the Gemara says, Lo B'Shefers to Kalmal he pleaded Ba'anenu. Marisav a Karle Asro, or Marisav a Loi Karle Asro. Everyone agrees that Asro can mean Shefers. The question is, could Asro mean Anenu? So if I ask the Kasha, what was the Havan in the Gemara that they did Shefers and not Anenu? The Mishnayis afterwards say clearly they blew Shefer. You see, I mean, sorry, what was the Havan in the Gemara that did Anenu and not Shefers? That says clearly in the Mishnah later they did Shefers. How is it Shayach not that way? So it what brings the Ravid that if either they did Shefers, I'll say there are brachas. But the Shail is that they did Banim Tzias also. They did Shefers. They did Shefers, I'll say there are brachas. Assuming they did the Chavdal Brachas Benem Tzias. Val Kobanim, the Ravid says, if either they did the Shefers or the Brachas, it wasn't the Shail. Behem Masriyan means that afterwards they were Masriyan. So how were they Masriyan afterwards? So that was a Shaila if it was Shefers or Anenu. But it was bothered, because why would Masriyan necessarily mean after the Tefillah? Why could Masriyan mean that they're both Shefers during the Tefillah? So the Dva, also the Rabban learns like this, that everyone holds by the Achrenes they were both. They were both Shefers and Anenu. During the tefillah, they blew shayfers, and after tefillah, they screamed anenu. They did both. The question was, how do we understand the mishnah? Mehi achrenes meisif and ala rishenes. If you hold it with shayfers, so the pshat is that's telling you there's no shayfers by rishenes and tzayis because this was the extra. So man de'olim shayfers means shayfers was the extra. That means anenu could have been by them tzayis and the rishenes, but shayfers was specific for the achrenes, the one that said anenu. So forget it. Anenu was extra. So could be they did Shefers by them tzayis. They suffer was Anenu. They didn't do Anenu by the other two. So the Dvar and Rabban is Mochich Lamaisa. Halacha Lamaisa, they did both Shefers and Anenu according to everyone by the Achrenis. The Shail of the Gemara was, which was the extra? Was the Shefers extra, implying they didn't do Shefers by the tzayis? Or was Anenu extra, implying they didn't do Anenu by the tzayis? Rashi is pretty clear that Lamaisa didn't do Anenu either. It's interesting. When the Gemara says, El b'shayfis kama pligi ki pligi b'aneinu, Rashi says like this, El b'shayfis kama pligi, d'ha mesrin d'ktani hacha b'mesnisin d'avdina b'taniyas hu b'shayfis. The mesrin that's here in our mission that's done by Tainis, that's shayfis, period. Ki pligi b'aneinu, ki pligi b'mesrin d'alma, that mean b'alma ashar p'rani, is that could be aneinu. So Rashi's mashman, how many it was, it's a machlegis where the mesrin was shayfis and aneinu. The maskana was that the Masrin in our Mishnah, everyone knows the Shafers. The Masrin that they're arguing about is the Masrin by Shai Puranis, not by our Mishnah. By our Mishnah, everyone agrees they did not do Anenu, they just did Shafers. As El Chayy state in Rashi, the Svasemah says that the Riff and the Rush are mashmit the whole Sugya. The Rambam also doesn't make any Zecher of Anenu. Faisis Hilal like Rashi. There's no Anenu by Taniyais. The Anenu of the Gemara, even according to Man Yom of Anenu, was the Anenu by other Piranias. And the Svasemis first says, the Maisa, we say Anenu by Taina Siva, we say Anenu after Slichas. He claims maybe we hold like the Ramban and the Ridvan, that they said Anenu by Taina Siva. He says, but it's not a Raya, because we say Anenu by Seri Simichuva also, even though it's not a Taina Siva. He says, Anenu is part of the Tfilas that we have. It's not the Ikatakana of Anenu that's here, Behem Masrin. It's not even without a Taina Siva. Stam and Minik to be Mavakish Racham this way, not Menadin. But the Rif and the Rosh and the Rambam all don't paskin like the Mandiyam Anenu. There is no Anenu by Taniyais, by Geshamim, just by other places which says Masriyan, there could have been Anenu. Now the Gemara here says that the Tkiyas and the Chuas by the Taniyas were Shafras. And the Rishaynim asks, the Sechlis of Rosh Hashanah is like this. The Mishnah Rosh Hashanah Daf Chavam and Bey says that in the base of Mikdash, that by Rosh Hashanah, the Shafer was Mayrich, and the Chatzaitzus was Mekatzah, because Mitzvah Siyem B'Shafer. And in Taniyais, the Shafer was Mekatzah, Chatzaitzus was Mayrich, because Mitzvah Siyem B'Chatzaitzus. As I state in the Mishnah, that they blew both Chatzaitzus and Shafer in the base of Mikdash, with the Mitzvah Siyem B'Chatzaitzus. So the Gemara there says, Amir Rav, the Gemara of Zayin and Manal from Rosh Hashanah, Amir Rav, Layam Rav B'Mikdash, Tanya Nam Mehochi, Bamed Rav Mur B'Mikdash, Av B'Gvulim, Markham Sheish Chatzaitzus and Shafer, Markham Sheish Shafer and Chatzaitzus. The Gvulin, if there's a Shafer, there's no Chatzaitzus. The Chatzaitzus is no Shafer. So Rashi says, what's the Markham Sheish Shafer? Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is a Shafer, so then there's no Chatzaitzus. And what's the Markham Sheish Chatzaitzus? Tainus. By Tainus Chatzaitzus, then there's no Shafer. So you see from the Mishnah and the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah that the mitzvah of Tainus is Chatzaitzus, and forget, the Gemara says there is no Shafer, Big Gvulin. So how come the Gemara here says b'shayfres that you blow shayfer? And the Gemara that says has to dafke b'chatzaitzus. So the four malchim and the rishanim al kopanim, at least the Ramban and Rav bring b'shem taisus. It's a taisus they read later and after zayinim and days that shayfres here is lav dafke. It means chatzaitzus. When the Gemara says shayfres, it doesn't mean shayfres. It means chatzaitzus. The Gemara is not being medayik between shayfres and chatzaitzus. The Gemara says in Shabbos that sometimes shayfres are called chatzaitzus and chatzaitzus are called shayfres. So Mela, the mitzvah is chatzaitzus, period. The Rambam also. The Rambam says, by Tainus, he says that there were tekeh b'chatzaitzus. He doesn't mention shayfres. The Baal Amar in Rosh Hashanah also asks the Kash and the Gainim. The Gainim say we blow a shayfer on a Tainus. He says, what do you mean? The Gemara says you blow chatzaitzus. He doesn't quote that Gemara. But you see, Kloy, from all these Rishanim, the Taisus that the Ramban and the Ritva bring, and the Rambam, and the Baal Amar, that there is no din shayfer, the din is chatzaitzus. There's a raiv which Rishayna bring, it's a sagas arrival on the rift there in Rosh Hashanah, that says, b'shas tefillah I'll say their brachas, they did chatzaitzus. The raiv is a shitasa, like we said, the raiv holds that the masriyan here is something they did after the tefillah. B'shas tefillah, everyone knows, it's understood, avad and eblu, and they blew chatzaitzus specifically. After the tefillah, they either did shayfer or anenu. But they blew chatzaitzus during the tefillah, that was the ikad din of chatzaitzus, that's what means the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah is only chatzaitzus. They did shayfus, a special thing of shayfus after the davening. So the Ravid also is in agreement with the other Rishanim that the din of Tainus is chatzaitzus. He holds as a din naisif of shayfus, a din derabanan, which was done after the tefillah. But the din by Tainus was specifically chatzaitzus. Now some Rishanim learn here the shayfus is live dafka, means chatzaitzus. And some Rishanim, well, in addition to the chatzaitzus, that shayfus at the end of davening, that's the Ravid. But the Ramban of Melchames in Rosh Hashanah, and the Chiddushi Ramban here, and the Ran here in Rosh Hashanah, and the Ridva here, and Ben Yoyin and Brachas Perek Beis, they held that no, there is a din Shefer by Tainus, specifically Shefer. So what's Chatzaitzus? Chatzaitzus are in the Mesa Mikdash. or Melchama in Eretz Yisrael, when there's a Knufi of Kol Yisrael. The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, you learn it now like Rashi there. Bizman Sheyesh Chatzaitzis, Bizman Sheyesh Shefer Ein Chatzaitzis doesn't necessarily mean Rosh Hashanah. Tani is also. Bizman Sheyesh Shefer means regular Taniyas. Bizman Sheyesh Chatzaitzis means Melchama. Or Beveis HaMikdash. So Kumtais, these Rishaynim, the Ramban, the Ran, the Ridvan, or Beni Yena, they hold for care. That by a regular Tainus of a Tzivus Kisham, Mukadaymet, not Melchama, then it's Dafka Shefer, not Chatzaitzis. Chatzaitzis is when there's a Melchama, or when there's a Knufi of Kol Yisrael, or when it's Beveis HaMikdash. The Rashmas Kedushin of Hashanah, and the Magen Mishnah brings it, then you can do either one. It says Shefer, it says Chatzaitzis, you can do either one. In other words, in Beis HaMikdash, you could do both. You do both at the same time. The Gvulin, if there's a Shefer, then you have to blow Shefer, not Chatzaitzis. There is Chatzaitzis, you blow Chatzaitzis, not Shefer. But it's not the Pshat, and Rosh Hashanah, it's Dafka Shefer, and Taniyas is Dafka Chatzaitzis. And Taniyas is either one. You can either do Shefer or Chatzaitzis, but you can only do one. You don't do both at the same time. So the Rashi is agreeing with the other Rishenim that the din of Tainis could be Shefer, it could be Chatzaitzis also. They're learning it's Dafka Chatzaitzis. So it's interesting to cash it from the Magen Avraham. The Rambam starts off Hilchos Tainis the following way. Mitzvah the same in a Torah, Lizik, Gloria, Bechatzaitzis, Al Kol Tzar, Shetav, Al Tziba, Shinem, Al Tzar, Tzar, Eschem, Reisim, Bechatzaitzis. And the Rambam is Mayrich, it's a mitzvah midarki at Shuvah, it's very important to realize when the Tzar comes, it's from Hashem, Vechuli, Vechuli, Vechuli. But the mitzvah that say the Reis of the Rambam adds is to blow Chatzaitzis, Lizik, Gloria, Bechatzaitzis. That's an Allah Aleph. And Allah Adas is a Medivish Seifim. And the Kot Sarish Tavel Tzib and Shrachim and Shemaim is a Din Rabban, and you have to make a Tainis when it comes at Tzara until Hashem is Rachmanis. So fact, the Magen Avraham, the beginning of Simon Tavkov Ayin Vav, he said, Nitam, Allah me ainu noigum et kaya deis Tzara. Right? We have a Tainis, and we would ain't Tainis Tzibu above. We make Tainisim sometimes. Sometimes we make a Tainis, and we daven, we have all the Tzeris Tefillah, we have all the Tainis. But no one ever blows Shefer. He's going with the Rashba that you can blow the Shefer. Chatzaitzis. We don't blow Shefer. We don't blow Shefer on the Tainis. Why not? When we have it, sorry, we should blow Shefer. It's a mitzvah deraisa. How could we mevatel this mitzvah deraisa? Even if we're not having a Tainis. Even if any Tainis see we're bubble for whatever reason. That's a mitzvah derabanan. That is gedarim when we have it. But what happened to the mitzvah deraisa of blowing Chatzaitzis, which he's saying, it brings the Rashba, you can be Eitzah with that with Shefer as well. Why don't we do this mitzvah deraisa? Like, well, think of Kashafek, the Magen Avraham. Now, Lefi the Rambam, and Rashi Tezrid, the Balamar, the Ravid, that the mitzvah deraisa is specifically Chatzaitzis. So then the Ritva says, according to this Pshat, that when it says in this Gemara Shefer, it means Chatzaitzis, the Ritva says, that's why in Sarfas, they were knowing not to blow Shefer by a Tainus. Right? This in Svarad, they did blow Shefers, but in Sarfas, Ashkenazim didn't. He says, that's the reason, because they hold the Chatzaitzis, and we don't have Chatzaitzis. I got a saw in Igris Mesha, Arachayim Chayel Galam Simon Kavsam Achtes, the Talmud of Rav Mesha asked him, what do you mean we don't have Chatzaitzis? Why can't we just make Chatzaitzis? What is Ritva talking about? Saying, yes, the mitzvah is not Shefer, it was Chatzaitzis, that's why we don't blow Shefer, because the mitzvah is Chatzaitzis, and we don't have Chatzaitzis. Why don't we have Chatzaitzis? We can make Chatzaitzis. So Igris Mesha says, no. If the mitzvah is Chatzaitzis, it means those Chatzaitzis that were there in the Beis HaMikdash. You can't just make your own chatzaitzis. You have to use the chatzaitzis that were made for the Beis HaMikdash. That's what he says. So I'll call upon him, according to Kamer Rishenim, that there's a mitzvah dafka chatzaitzis, and we don't have chatzaitzis. You have to use those chatzaitzis. So Mel, it's very good one, no blow Shefer. There is no mitzvah to blow Shefer. They didn't blow Shefer by a tainus, so if they did, they blew it after Shemayin Esrei, but that's not the point. There's no mitzvah deraisa to blow Shefer. But according to the Rishenim, that Yetzir B'Shefer, like the Ramban and the Ritva and the Ran and the Rabbeinu Yonah that say that Chatzaitzis is only by a Melchama, otherwise the mitzvah is Shefer. And like the Rashba that holds that you can do either Chatzaitzis or Shefer, so why don't we blow Shefer when there's a Tzara? So our Baruch official Brillel, in his Birum on the Sefer Mitzvahs from Sandigayin at the end of Mitzvah Taz Zayin, he says that if the Rishenim are saying, this is not what the Rashba, but the other Rishenim, the Rishenim are saying that by Muhammad is a din chatzaitzis, and by everything else there's a din shayfer, that means that it's not deraisa. Deraisa says chatzaitzis. They're learning chisavayl Muhammad ba'aretz kamal tzaretz ha'esim ha'esim ha'chatzaitzis means by Muhammad is din chatzaitzis. By other taniyais, if it's a din shayfer, it means it's b'chalam din deraisa. So Mela good. So if there's no dinder aisa, so it could be we who don't have a tiny sibu bubble, don't have a dinder rabbanim shayfer as well. He also says that the Rabsein, that's where he starts with, so the Rabsaindiga and the Smag don't have a mitzvah saseif in the Tarek mitzvahs of Chatzaisus. Rises, they didn't learn the pasuk, it's a mitzvah. They learn it's like Avtocha, that Hashem will help you from Yitzharis. But there's no mitzvah to have Chatzaisus. The male, the whole thing is the Rabbanan, the Rabbanan only misakin it in the Nuslik of the Tainus Sibur. The Mishnah Berurah there, in Siman Tavkuf Ayyavav Sefal, brings the Teretz of Nesiv Chaim, that says maybe the mitzvah say is only in Eretz Yisrael, and maybe only when it's Bershus Yisrael. And it brings the Teretz to the Prima Gadol, and the mitzvah say is only when the Gzeir is then Rav of the Tzibur, Rav of Yisrael. So it could be, and the Aruch HaShulchan says a little similar, the Din Chatzaitzus is only when it's Mizman HaBayis. So that's he wants to answer the Rishayinim's Kasha, the Meron Rosh Hashanah says Tainis needs Chatzaitzus, and Agamar says Shafer is because Mizman HaBayis, you need a Chatzaitzus, Mizman HaZem, the Din is Shafer. But Al Kopanim, according to all these Teretzim, there is no mitzvah deraisa of neither chatzaitzis or shayfah bizman azem, because you don't have exeyan rev yisrael, because it's not an eretz yisrael, of course the eretz yisrael is not bishus yisrael, because the din is only by milchama. At different times, so mela, when you don't have these things, you don't have a mitzvah deraisa, and the mitzvah derabana is only when you have a tainus sibur, and ain't tainus sibur v'babel.